Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Man, these Friday shows are a blast. Today's going to be even better than usual. We should tell the audience what's going on here. We're getting the building taken, okay? They're building a fucking highway through this. Why we're laughing is we just had the call with TxDOT, who's in charge of this. This whole shit show that's going on here, this 10-lane highway they're putting through the center of this. And immediately we start recording. We're going to play that for the second half of this. And they asked if we were recording and whether or not we had the legal rights to do that. Dan, you said this is a single consent state.
Single party consent state, yeah. So we don't need your permission to record.
We don't. There was some silence, which you'll hear, and they were like, oh, well, we're not legal experts, which is great, because if they're going to rip out your building and the property you paid for and that you own, thank God they didn't bother to bring any legal experts with them here for this one. Needless to say, we have our own attorneys and all that other stuff, and we were instructed on what to do and say. Now, when shit got heated today, D'Anthony, the woman from the right-of-way, which is the lanes that are actually eating up your property when they try to take it for eminent domain, she left.
Yeah, so as soon as we, by the way, we sent a letter in addressing our concerns about this project, obviously, and almost all of them are right-of-way questions. Right-of-way, just for a brief explanation, is they need to purchase the right-of-way to come through and do construction on our properties, right?
Yes.
Essentially is what that means. Okay, so the one expert, they had six people on the call. There was one person who could answer right-of-way questions. And as soon as we asked the first one, it was like being on YouTube. Like the server got all fucky.
And, oh, God. You know,
she disappeared.
Yep.
And now...
And what was most clever, they have plausible deniability because we used Microsoft Teams.
Yeah, which is
the worst
thing that's ever existed.
Why did we move beyond Zoom?
I don't know.
Everything was fine.
A lot of state-run organizations have Microsoft contracts. That's why.
They get it
free already, so they don't want to pay for something else, but it's terrible.
Fuck Bill Gates. What was the woman's name? Lizette Sandoval?
Yeah. So, you know, towards the end of the meeting, when they were unable to answer any of our questions, Ross and I, being the gentleman we are,
yes,
grew pretty concerned,
mm-hmm,
because a lot of women are going missing these days.
They are.
Kate Middleton.
Yes.
Bunch of other ones.
Tons. Yeah. That girl from Georgia.
Yeah.
Lake and Riley. Yeah.
Well,
and
she got murdered by an illegal immigrant.
She did. And that's going to keep happening because the border's wide open here. So
maybe they should build this highway at the border.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Just put it there. I don't really understand, because if you're going to go 28 feet tall, that seems high enough for the overpasses and things. A 28-foot high
wall
would be great.
Yeah. So we grew very concerned.
Yes.
About the safety, well-being of Miss Sandoval.
Yeah, we did. Now you'll see this later on in the show, because we recorded the phone call, and only one person had the option to be on video there, or they took the chance, I should say. Nobody else wanted to show their faces, so we don't know what Lizette looks like. Bob, can we find a Mexican? And I'm assuming it's Mexican, right?
Sandoval's definitely Latinx name.
Latinx name. Can we find maybe a stock photo of a Mexican TxDOT worker that we could put up on screen? Prayers up for Lizette. I don't know what happened.
I don't either. Yeah, I'm very concerned. Bob?
You got one there?
Okay, so...
Oh, beautiful. Look at that.
If you've seen this woman...
Yes.
It might be the person in question. We have no idea what she looks like.
It might not be. This might... Bob, is it just a stock photo
We don't even know if it's a real name.
I have no idea. Is that a stock photo, Bob? Or can you
Adobe
confirm
stock,
that that's her?
Yeah,
it is. So chances are she didn't pose for this, and this isn't on her LinkedIn profile?
I can't confirm or deny that she's not also a stock image model.
Okay, perfect. Well, look, if you're trying to make some extra cash.
That's a good point, actually.
good side hustle is just doing stock photos for people. We did an episode a long time ago about what you could Google, and no matter what, whatever you could think of, there would be a stock photo for it. Remember we showed that woman in the wheelchair being pushed into a pool?
Yeah.
God, that was great. Yeah. So this might be Lizette. It might not be Lizette here. No one knows.
It's probably not.
Okay.
But just in case it is, keep an eye out.
Yes.
Right? And if you see her anywhere, let us know, and we'll report back to the contracting company and let them know that she's okay, because they didn't know.
They had no idea.
We asked them, and I believe the woman's response was, well, I don't know that she's not safe.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's hard to prove a negative, so fair enough.
It's not great. I did see one person in the background, and I heard their hands kind of pressing together. Maybe they were making prayer hands or some form of emoji hands there. I don't know, but we're concerned for this woman's life right now at this point, because she dropped out of that call right after the first question was asked. And they said at the end, we're going to have to reschedule you here with the right-of-way people. So it's not great. Now, why are we doing this? One, we're going to lose the building. Obviously, we leave it open for you guys to come in, get fucked up off a hard AF seltzer, give out your drinking bros of the week, and just hang. We've said the same thing for years on this show. You guys built all of this. Therefore, we leave it unlocked. You should be able to come and enjoy yourself for free and get fucked up. And thank you for the support over all the years. Now, with a 10-lane freeway going in for the next 13 miles, that's going to extend well past Dripping Springs and then eventually into Johnson City and all that shit. We're going to have to move this studio, I would imagine, somewhere closer to either downtown or Bee Cave-ish area or something like that eventually. Yeah, we'll see. Where Rogan was looking for that comedy club earlier. We'll see. We don't know. But the good thing is we don't need the money. That's not something that we really care about here. When we bought this, it was for all of you guys and then us for the next 10 years, because we also have no desire to quit podcasting anytime soon, and we have no end dates. Therefore, we thought we were going to be here for a while. Since we're not, though, we wanted to take you through the process of what it's like when eminent domain gets involved, when they end up taking your houses or buildings. So this particular project is going to take out 87 businesses total and 12 residences. Now, Dan and I got to meet that old lady who owned that house up there. She actually lives in that house on the highway.
Yeah.
And she was saying, you know, I bought this in, I don't know, 1985 or whatever it is. I'm sure she'll be fine financially from it, because, dear God, if you bought a property on this stretch in 1985,
yeah,
how much is that worth? Holy shit. This episode is also for you guys at home in case you go through it. At least you'll know the steps, what to ask, everything that's going on along the way. And for us, we don't really care if this goes to trial or whatever. We obviously just want to stay as long as we can here because we like it. And that's it. Also, trying to find signage someplace else in Austin. Good luck. What you reckon that would cost?
Like the signage that gets that kind of traffic?
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
Probably somewhere in $3-4 million range, yeah. Right? which, no, you can't spend that on a podcast studio, for Christ's sakes. And, you know, we had purchased this a few years back during COVID and all that stuff, so prices weren't sky high or anything. But they're certainly getting there. As this, you know, show will continue, I guarantee you, one of you at home will be going through this, and it's not great. They'll tell you along the way, hey guys, we're just at 60%. We have no plans that are set in stone. They're always set in stone. They'll open it up for a town hall hearing, make you think your voices are heard and all that other shit, and then they'll just end up doing it. If you guys have been day one homies on this show, you know that we ran for school board and overturned that goddamn thing there. And shit got heated there very, very quickly.
Yeah, some jabroni walked out. One of the members of the school board walked out of the parking lot and was like, hey, you guys got to stop talking shit on the internet. We're like, no, we don't.
No, we sure don't.
We're going to talk. Now we're going to go way harder than we
were. Yeah. And it's the same with this, obviously. We're going to have some fun with it and at least make some content and some shows out of it. Since Lizette is missing, and again, prayer hands up and emojis for her. Yep, show her more time there, Bob. Do we have an update on Kate Middleton? Has anybody found her yet?
She's going to rise like on Easter, like Jesus.
But I know the royal kingdom has said, hey, she's going to come back for Easter. which is getting real weird. TMZ is now posted two things. I don't know if you saw this, Anthony.
No, I don't frequent that site.
I do. I do. I love it. I love the salaciousness of it. But TMZ has posted two things regarding Kate Middleton. One was the fake photo. I'm sorry, two fake photos of her. One on Mother's Day, one in the back of a car.
Wait, what's the other fake photo?
There's one of her in the back of a car that's super grainy. And they posted
but
it
did
and
they
said
call
she's
it,
fine.
Did they call it fake?
No.
It's not fake. That one's not fake.
Well, we don't know when it is, and when nobody has any idea.
When you say fake, you mean it might be a double or something, but not necessarily photoshopped.
I think it might be real, but it was either taken a long time ago, it was photoshopped. It certainly wasn't the day and date that they said it was.
I don't understand why, because I feel like I don't really follow any of this bullshit, but I am on Twitter a lot. Why aren't there millions of memes of her poorly photoshopped into this?
There are.
Oh, okay. So it's just being hidden from me or what?
Yeah. You don't follow the royal family all that much. So I posted one the other day with her with huge fake tits, like Pam Anderson and her kids. TMZ ended up having to walk that one back. And then the royal palace had to walk it back and said, hey, this is photoshopped. And then she re-edited the Instagram post. And saying, hey, I'm just a mom and I'm...
I saw that part, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, 2 days ago, they released a video, and they said that it's her and her husband there just walking through, what was it, a farmer's market, Bob?
Yeah, something like that.
And they could tell it wasn't real because you can see a different reflection in his dome.
No, he actually had a hat on in this
one.
Oh,
boy.
But...
So he was covering up the reflection, probably.
Pull up the woman, Bob, just the picture of it's fine. You don't have to go to the video. Of what happened when you zoomed in on this, it's clearly not her, and it's some form of double here. There it is. Pop that up for Dan full screen.
Yeah, they got on Wish.com for this one. That's definitely not Kate Middleton, right?
No, no. Bob, you agree on this one? That's not Kate Middleton?
That doesn't look like Kate Middleton.
No. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you before we get to this phone call here, and again, this is all out of concern for Lizette at this point. If you're in the government, and you're a royal like this, is it common to have multiple body doubles and all that other shit? I know, Hussein did.
Yeah. I mean, usually it's despots that do that sort of thing. Saddam Hussein, Vladimir Putin, Bashar al-Assad has a bunch. But I don't know about like Western leaders. Not really.
Have you ever heard anything on the inside that Joe Biden's got one? Trump would be hard, I think. Biden, I think you could find one. Trump would be pretty difficult to find somebody that looks like him.
Yeah. Yeah. Biden just looks like an ordinary white man.
Right.
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
All right. But what about the royal family?
That would make more sense than a politician, right? Because you like the reason despots do it is because they're in power for decades, right? Like, what would be the purpose of having a body double for 4 to 8 years if you were president, right? That'd be dumb. You would assume that it's only the upper echelon of government doing it, and it's quite a thing to do. It's a lot of effort, so you wouldn't do it for a short term stint. So a royal who's a royal their whole life, yeah, that would make sense.
Okay.
Or a despot who's in power for 25, 30, 40 years, yeah, it makes sense.
Got it. Now, for a tech stop worker who works on highways, what do you think there?
It's unlikely that this woman...
Lizette,
is employing a double.
Okay.
And her job is a right-of-way expert for a contracting agency.
I want to cover all my bases.
But... Today. You know, weird things happen all the time. People do stuff that doesn't make sense at the time, and later it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
And we don't know what's going on in her head. I mean, obviously she's missing.
Yeah.
So maybe she needed a double.
I'm not sure.
But she didn't have one.
Pop this pickup here. Again, can't confirm that this is her, but prayers up for it.
I would say probably less than 0.5% chance that's her, maybe even less than that. But, right, what if it is?
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, what if it is? What if it is her, Bob, you piece of shit?
Yeah, Bob.
It could be.
It could be. Yeah. We don't know.
I've not committed to anything.
No, and I don't know her modeling history. And if maybe she's just a fan of stock photos and just wants to be in as many possible.
I don't even know if this is a stock photo. I think that might be AI.
You think so?
Yeah.
You don't think it's a real person?
No, it looks like AI. The edges are too smooth.
Okay.
Like you wouldn't, I don't know that you would go to that trouble to smooth out the edges on just a fucking environmental shot. Of a fucking lady in a road guard vest, right?
True.
That looks like AI to me. Notice how there's no fingers or toes.
You're right. You're right. They cropped it out there.
We don't know that this woman has fingers or toes.
No.
She could be full quad. Maybe that's why she couldn't do the meeting.
Oh, shit. You think she tapped out? Like it was a Hawking issue?
She blinked in the wrong sequence, and now her computer exploded, right? It shut down. Shut the whole thing down.
I'm not sure what happened here, but speaking of this, you know, Shia LaBeouf, Bob, wanted to do this. If you could pull that up. So all those memes that circulated about Shia LaBeouf for years and years and years, clapping and doing all the weird shit.
Yeah, he did all that on purpose.
He did. And when he was teaching a class, I think he was at NYU, might have been Columbia. It was one of the New York universities up there. And he said, hey, guys, here's what happens when you're famous, and here's what the media does and everything else. So as an exercise, let's shoot on a green screen like a shit ton of memes. That could potentially become memes, I should say. And then just see what the world does with them. And he'd mentioned in the class, he goes, dude, I bet you people will think that I lost my mind. I'm going out of my tits and all this other shit. Do you have the footage of him on green screen from that class? Pop it up because it's super fascinating. There it is. Because it all worked in the end. And we use these for years and years and years. I mean, to this day, people still use those fucking Shia LaBeouf memes of him standing up and clapping and shit like that. You don't have to play the whole thing, Bob, but just pop up the photos for the audience. Oh, you have them. Okay, great. Play it.
Do it! Just do it! Don't let your dreams be dreams. Yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it! Make your dreams come true! Just do it! Some people dream of success while you're going to wake
this
up.
This seems like something Jack
Mandeville would do. Nothing is impossible.
Or Jared.
Mm.
You should get to the point where anyone else would quit, and you're not going to stop there. No! What are you waiting for? Do it! Just do it! Yes, you can! Just do it!
Oh, fuck me.
If you're tired of starting over, stop giving up.
I think that last one he almost broke.
He
did
sure
you see
did,
his face?
Yeah.
Like his eyebrows raised a little bit.
Oh, it's so funny. So what year was that, Bob? Because he was way, way ahead of the time. For this
is like 8 years ago. I think
yeah. So I mean, he knew what the culture was or where it was shifting and all that other shit.
But does he know where Lizette Sandoval is? Because we don't
know where she is.
We have no idea. It's been 30 minutes.
It has.
And we don't know where she is.
I have not gotten an email either. They were supposed to reschedule this call with Lizette, and I haven't gotten one, so maybe they're checking on her at the hospital.
Yeah, they may be consulting their attorneys about scheduling another call. Which would be appropriate, right?
Yeah, and look, we have attorneys here, too. Yeah. We know the rules at this point, so we're like, there's no need for you to come in today on the next one, sure.
No, it's not the first time attorneys have been involved in a conversation after I've done something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I feel like, we'll just see how it plays out.
We will.
In the meantime, all I really want to know is this woman safe?
That's it. That's right? All I want to know. That's all I want to know. But the other thing, too, that's crazy about this whole sitch is it really feels like they don't want you to own anything at this point, especially with the land value in Austin and everything else. To rip up 87 fucking businesses and 5 residents is fine. I know roughly who those people are. And they're all older and they were here for, you know, since forever. Shit. Back in the day, I heard this was a 2-lane. road with only two stoplights that went out to Dripping Springs out there. So they don't give a shit about that. The businesses, though, is so fucking expensive. And when you'll hear in the call, we don't have funding for this. They don't have funding for it because a lot of people have bitched. We've teamed up with some other people, and now they're trying to get extra money to buy off people.
Yeah. And then you're definitely right. They don't want anybody to – when I say they, I mean power brokers in the West don't want anybody to own anything. And I don't know if you've heard this latest news about the Realtor Association.
Yes.
We haven't really talked about it on the show yet because it's all speculation right now. The Department of Justice hasn't accepted the offer.
Oh, they haven't?
No, not yet. Not yet. So we don't know how this is going to break. But I have a couple of real estate experts that are going to come on the show and explain everything after.
Great.
But just a quick hit on it. The only real change in this new thing, everybody's talking about the 6% commission, right? Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 whatever. The only real change is that the broker cooperation is not required anymore, and they can't advise a cooperative compensation in the MLS, which means that what it really means is that the work's not going to get done in nearly as much time as it is right now. That's essentially what it means.
No shit.
Yeah. Now, there's other stuff that are unintended consequences, like... As of right now, if you're doing a VA home loan, which I know people here have used or are currently using or are looking to use, you're not even allowed to pay real estate commissions at all because of this new agreement.
No shit.
So it leaves vets are basically just high and dry now. You're not even legally allowed to hire your own attorney, even if you pay for it yourself to negotiate a commission like this, right? So that's why VA loans. That's why no one wants to do them anymore.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a fucking huge problem right now, and this is going to make it way worse. let's see, what else did I get told here by some?
Yeah, because if you sell a house, the seller is got to cover that 6% on their end. So that's coming out of there. So to my understanding, you'll be able to negotiate with the realtor on what the percentage is as far as the commission goes.
As long as you're not a veteran using a VA loan, yeah.
No shit.
It's a protection. So right now, veterans don't pay the commission at all, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. So, but should, or at least if it's a VA loan, you don't pay a commission. But should this be accepted by the Department of Justice and it's basically becomes something like a marketplace where you can negotiate that stuff? Veterans can't, for a VA loan, you won't even be able to negotiate it at all.
Wow.
Like, you won't have the legal authority to negotiate your own goddamn mortgage, to negotiate the sale of your own home anymore, to protect you. It's more like government nonsense.
So who's going to do that then for veterans?
No one. No one is going to want to do VA loans after that. God, why would you? The risk is all yours at that point.
Yeah.
Or all the companies. So, like, let's see. Biden and his DOJ said they would find a way to cut realtor commissions at the beginning of his term, and this is how they did it. He's trying to destroy the housing market. Him and the World Economic Forum wanted to make home ownership unattainable.
That's what it feels like.
They claim this will make homes more affordable, when in reality, this will help sellers pocket more money and raise prices even more. So think about what that means. Who are the people out in the market mass purchasing properties? BlackRock, Vanguard, yep. State Street, right? So they're going to do that, and then they're going to sell the companies back and forth to each other, mm-hmm. like stock, right? Yep. And it's going to paying whatever, no commissions on it, right? So it's essentially a lateral financial transfer in between these mega corporations, and they will just price you out of the market.
Correct.
Entirely,
yep.
Even without the commission. So now they save 6% on the sale, so they're making money just by moving the property around and letting it accrue, and they'll rent it to you, sure,
mm-hmm.
but you'll never own a goddamn thing. So don't apply it so quickly that 6% commission's gone, because that wasn't. It's just like everything that comes from the Democratic Party. It looks like, oh, fucking, they're giving us free shit, yeah. Man. Hell yeah! And that free shit comes with a noose around your fucking neck.
And they want you to sell. There's a neighborhood in Kyle here, which isn't far from us, probably about 20 minutes. Love it out there. It's beautiful in Kyle. An entire neighborhood is owned by BlackRock. There was, I think, roughly 12 people that purchased houses in there. And BlackRock just said, well, we want to own the rest of the fucking neighborhood. Mm. And then they pushed them out via the HOA. So they own the entire neighborhood. These are all houses, not apartments, not condos, nothing like that, and not townhouses, actual houses. And then they're renting out an entire neighborhood over there. And I think that's what the end goal is with all of this stuff.
Yeah, they'll own entire neighborhoods. Then they'll buy fucking Safeway, right? And put only Safeway can be in that neighborhood now. Yep. Or Walmart or fucking somebody, whomever it is. And it'll be just like the textile mills and coal mills back in the day where you fucking sell your soul to the company store.
Yeah.
Except for this time, the company store isn't some regional fucking construction or textile company. It is a World Economic Forum, BlackRock, or Vanguard. Mm-hmm. So good fucking luck, buddy.
Yeah, and I know there was an article that we covered a few months ago on the show in fake news regarding California and, you know, all the youth of California, or Gen Z, or whatever the fuck we're calling it, blaming the property, the high property, on the boomers. The boomers won't sell, man. They won't sell their houses. We can't get in there and everything else, and it's only going to be higher by the time they die or they end up selling. Well, tough shit. When you purchase a house, you know, the popular phrase is, this is my forever home. A lot of people buy a house to live there forever. They're not flipping houses and moving around all the goddamn time. And especially when you get past a certain age, and let's say your kids have all left the nest, why would you move if you like where you live and you like the house that you own?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you sell that, and then what? Property taxes go up because now they're able to get it 20 years later. So they'll jack it up to where it should be 20 years later. The price of the home will go into the millions of dollars, and nobody will be able to afford it at that point. And we're headed in that direction in America right now.
Yeah, I think there are going to be some lawsuits regarding property taxes and real estate assessment pretty soon that are going to make their way to the Supreme Court.
You think
so? Yeah, because it's an end around, right? It's a way, like, so you own 123 Mockingbird Lane, right? You've lived there for fucking 60 years. And all of a sudden, somebody buys the development, starts upgrading the houses, starts selling them for fucking 10 times what you paid for them. And then some cunt from the county comes in and assesses your property commensurate with everybody else's around yours, even though you've lived there your entire goddamn life. And now you can't afford property taxes. So your only option is to sell that place, right? I mean, that is fucking a horrible, horrible thing. Like, oh, the fucking times are changing, man. You got to get with the times. No, I don't.
No.
This is my property. I paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
And then say, look, same with this. We purchased this to be here for years and years. It wasn't, you know, some quick flip investment type thing. Everybody who's been here, like, Christ, we knocked out a goddamn Pentecostal church, gutted it, and made this entire studio. So this is kind of just a warning as to what you're going to potentially go through, because we're in a major city in Austin, but there's expansion in a lot of cities right now. Florida's going through this right now. And I don't know about you, but I'm seeing more high rises and condos versus actual single family houses. Mm. And it's not great living in a condo with children.
Now, my friend lives in Houston, and there are a bunch of pocket neighborhoods around the periphery on all sides of Houston that have townhouses in them, right? Mm-hmm. Duplexes, quads, sometimes bigger ones, but mostly duplexes. And it's like a three-story, it's the same similar, or it's a similar construction all over the place. It's a three-story building that I would say the whole unit probably 22 to 2,500 square foot. So a nice size place, right? For a single person or a single family, like a couple or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe with one child. They're tearing them all down and building apartment complexes now. Mm-hmm. All of them. Like, seriously, if you go to any of those neighborhoods in Houston right now, they're fucking wiping those places out. Any corner store, any mom and pop shop that's around there, they're wiping those out and putting a fucking apartment in there.
Yeah.
It's just, it's, if you haven't seen the movie Ready Player One, watch it just to see the stacks. That's what we're heading for. It's just shipping containers on top of shipping containers.
Where we rent, we live there, yeah. And
you owe it. You owe money. Some corporation is able to charge what's called a life debt to you, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, you can go into debt to buy things, but it follows you for the rest of your life. There's no such thing as bankruptcy anymore. And if you get to a certain point, you have to work for that company, yeah, basically to pay off your debt.
Or they'll just come after everything you own after you die, so you can leave nothing to your kids. Yeah. at that point. This happened to me in Los Angeles. You'll hear on this call that's coming up here. They bought one of the buildings I was living in, and you know they didn't compensate us dick for it. And at the end, I mean, this is a horrific story. They were moving people into the empty apartments and shit that were dying. And so they were in hospice, and then they ended up dying in there. So, like, the guy across the hallway from me fucking died in there. And then I went inside because I saw him being wheeled out on the stretcher. And he had cancer, stage five or whatever. Not that I'm not sympathetic to that, but to rent out fucking apartments and kick other people out, to re-rent them at a higher rate just so people could die in them is fucking insane to me. And went down to the building manager and all that shit, had the cops called and everything else. And I was like, there's no way this can be legal. And it was. And then they ended up tearing down the building, I think, 2 to 3 months later after that. And none of us got compensated. We all had to move. And then I got charged for paint on the way out, which was fun. I said, hey, you hung some pictures in there. We're going to have to repaint this. And I go, you guys are demolishing the goddamn building. And they were like, yeah, it's in the contract. Because when you sign these things, you're looking at, you know, these 30-page leases and all this other shit. And there's all this hidden language in there. And let's face it, unless you have an attorney or if you can afford one, you don't know that that's fucking in there. And that's what's going to happen to the VA loans and all that other shit. And nobody's going to be able to afford anything. And then they'll own all your shit. And then they'll kick you out when they want to, raise prices when they want to. And we're all fucked unless you take a stand. Bob, before we hop on this call here, is it Microsoft Teams?
Yeah,
it is. So that's what, Bill Gates?
Yeah.
Okay. Pop up a picture of Bill Gates on Epstein Island here. I just want to give a shout out to Bill here for building this piece of shit. I hate Microsoft Teams.
It's the worst of all the like group communication apps. It's by far the worst.
Man, who are these other two guys in the photo there, Bob, with Epstein and Bill Gates?
Russian GRU guy. And I don't know, Piers Morgan, maybe? Fucking looks like him.
It does look like Piers Morgan.
Big bird looking bitch.
Oh, boy. Boy. Microsoft Teams for Bill Gates there. Congrats, Bill. We're going to use your shitty service. Now, Delco, go ahead and patch in this call for us, if you will.
Are you all broadcasting our meeting?
What's that?
Are you broadcasting our meeting?
Sure, let's do it. You want to do it today?
Well, I prefer to have some, you know, advance notice so I could do something with my hair.
You look great. I think you look great.
Well, you're kind. I know you're just saying that, but I appreciate it anyway.
No, he's not.
We had Tulsi Gabbard on the show yesterday.
Yeah, he never just says things to be nice.
I definitely don't.
As you can imagine, I have you on a little tiny screen along with everybody else here. So which one of you is Ross and which one is Dan?
Ross right here.
I'm the good looking one. Dan is the good looking one.
Yeah.
With the beard.
I'm the ugly one.
Yeah, he's the ugly one. He's like, to be honest, he's supposed to have a sponsor here, an adult that watches after him, but... You know,
I've got that ankle monitor.
Yeah, he got the day off, so.
Oh, well, you know. So Dan, you have the beard, and Ross, you have a clean shaven face.
I sure do.
Okay. Actually, it just falls out like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't have to shave anymore.
I've got half alopecia on my face.
Yeah,
eyebrows are the only thing that remains.
He wills it off. He just like strains really hard in the morning and all of his hair falls out of his face.
It's a gift and a curse.
I love that. I wish you could bottle that.
I know. I mean, you could be, it's like LASIK, but for your hair.
Yes. But easy, painless.
Wait, do people do LASIK anymore?
Yeah.
Or is it something else now?
Yeah. For their eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's, the surgery's changed over time. It went from LASIK, L-A-I-K LASIK to E-K and then PRK.
It was K. Yes.
So now it's, I don't know what's going on now. Maybe this will give you new, fresh eyeballs.
Yeah, I'm terrified of that.
It's not that bad. I got it when I was in the Army in 2009, and I still have 20/15 vision.
But you've got to watch them come at you. That's the disturbing part. They will not sedate you.
Well, so they give you Valium, you know, which is...
Well,
it's like the dentist.
That's good.
Yeah, it's better than nothing.
That would be helpful.
It would be nice if they would knock you out for it, to be honest, because it was weird smelling. You can smell your eyes burning under the laser. That's pretty creepy. Yeah, it's not sweet.
Oh my God, that's so awful.
Yeah, it's not sweet. So,
yeah, Amy, make sure you get that in the notes about the burning eyeball. Make sure you put that down as a direct quote.
Yeah, you can quote me on that.
All right, guys, I think our folks from our team are here. Let me just make sure I got my little checklist here of who on our team is going to be here. And I think we are all here. Well, thank you, Ross and Dan. Appreciate you all being here today. Appreciate the letter that you sent. And again, I just personally thank you for your service to our country. I greatly appreciate your sacrifice and your service. And I want to introduce our team to you. So from the TxDOT Austin office, we have Megan Dutton, and she works in the schematic division, and she's the deputy project manager for this specific 13-mile project. Then we also have Min Bennett, who is on the call, and she is learning. She's new. So be kind to her. This is, you know, her first phone call of doing one of these meetings. Then we have Lizeth Sandoval with us from TxDOT, and she, her expertise is in right of way. So I don't know if you made a list of questions for us before, but if you have right of way, she's the one that's going to answer those. And then, I'm also with Atkins Realis, and we are a contractor through, for TxDOT. We manage the design of the schematic design of this project. Sorry, I've got my coworker barking at me. We do that, and we're doing the design work, and we're also doing the public involvement, which is part of my job to reach out to you and to be kind of your conduit between, Atkins and between TxDOT. So thank you. And then we have Amy Denny, and Amy Denny is also with public involvement, and she is here taking notes for us so we can make sure we annotate everything that we have, all your questions, make sure that if we have any deliverables to get back to you with, that we remember those and we take care of those. And then I want you to say hello to Paul Papura. Paul is actually the project manager on Atkins' side, who is managing this whole 13-mile project. And then we have Christopher Hare, who is a senior engineer who is also working on this project. So, you know, we've got the dream team here for you. Hopefully we can answer all the questions that you have today and you know, alleviate some of the concerns that you have posed to me in your letters. So, Paul, if you'd like to begin.
Yeah, we'll
Melody, sorry, I'm going to pop in real quick because I think you asked earlier, but I don't know if we got a confirmation or not. Ross and Dan, hi, nice to meet you, Megan Dutton. If we're recording this or not. I know TxDOT is not.
Yes, we are.
Okay, I think we need agreement from our side to be recorded.
No, Texas is a single-party consent state, actually. We don't need agreement from both
sides.
Yeah,
so you're good. We've already chatted with legal on this one. We actually have in-house legal.
I'm not a legal expert, so I cannot speak to that.
Oh, that's fine. Look, we have in-house legal here, and obviously with the nature of our show, we've been involved in a lot of lawsuits over the years, feel pretty comfortable in it. So, how do you want to start this?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go give you a brief overview of the project.
Mm. Okay.
All right, so give me one moment. I'm going to share my screen.
And guys, you have 45 minutes. I forgot to mention earlier.
Yeah,
we have 45 minutes. At the 30-minute mark, I will turn my camera back on me, and I will remind you we have 15 minutes left. So that kind of helps you get all the questions answered that you want answered. And then I'll come back in at 5 minutes, and then I'll come back in at the end.
Okay.
All right. So this is the US 290 project. This is a schematic and environmental project. It begins in from Sports Park Drive in the city of Dripping Springs. It goes west and ties into the end of the construction of Oak Hill Parkway. In Dripping Springs, hopefully you can see my screen.
Yep.
So in Dripping Springs, we are not having a freeway section through there. It's actually a 6-lane urban section with a raised median. 3 lanes in each direction. Currently, it's a 5-lane section through the town. Like I said, raised medians throughout. Signalized intersections are still going to remain as is through the town of Dripping Springs. And then as you leave Dripping Springs, it's going to, sorry, my computer is really slow. It transitions to a freeway section, and that's going to be a 6-lane controlled access freeway with one-way frontage roads and shared use path along the entire length of the project.
So when you say shared use path, are you talking about bikes and walking?
Yeah. So the new regulations is we have to provide multimodal access. So shared use path is a designation for bikes and pedestrians. There's 10 foot wide, and we have to incorporate them throughout the entire limits of the project.
Okay, you anticipate a lot of cyclists and people walking down the highway?
This is on the frontage road, and what happens as far as what we anticipate, I do not know, but they have to be incorporated into the design.
Do you have any idea who's paying for that? Or are they going to start registering bicycles? Or yeah, am I paying for that? Somebody that doesn't own one.
It's all part of the project construction costs.
Well, I mean, the beauty of it with cyclists, they'll get in the middle of the road anyway. So I don't even know if that lane's necessary. So just so we're clear, total all the way across, we're looking at roughly 11 lanes, if I'm correct. 6 on the highway, 2 frontage roads, and then the 2 walkways. So maybe 10 total lanes.
Plus walkways, yeah.
So what we have is we have 6 lanes in the main lane freeway, and then we have 2 lanes in each direction on the frontage roads, and then the bicycle SUP lanes.
Okay, so 10 total, correct?
It varies throughout the length of the project.
Okay,
we don't count SUPs as lanes.
Gotcha, but they are taking up space because that's because you're going to rip out a building. You're going to rip out one of our buildings here for a bike lane and walkers, because that'll be the furthest lane out. Correct.
Let's go to your area right now. So right here.
Well, I'll go back to your map. I actually know it by heart. Let's start with Sawyer Ranch Road. There is that going to be an overpass? Right now, it was pitched as a 28 foot overpass.
So right now, Sawyer Ranch Road, we're proposing the main lanes go over Sawyer Ranch. We are looking at possibility of the feasibility of maybe having the freeway go under Sawyer Ranch.
Okay, and then what's
preliminary? We're just looking at it.
Sure, and then what's the next one up there? Nutty Brown?
Nutty Brown, currently the freeway goes over Nutty Brown. Let me get over there. A second. Let me pull this up. This is,
and that's a 28 foot overpass as well at Nutty Brown.
Let's see the height of it. Let me see. Yeah, we have 27 foot clearance.
Okay, 27 feet there. Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then heading down towards our offices, what are the next overpasses there that you guys have scheduled?
The next one is going to be Fitzhugh Circle Drive.
Okay. Overpass as well or underpass?
Those will go over. The freeway will go over the Fitzhugh and the Circle Drive intersections.
Okay. And then we can hop on down to our building down there.
Right here. So we're proposing here. Go ahead.
Right now, you're currently proposing to take half of our land with that building, correct? The first building.
We're proposing right-of-way acquisition, which will impact one of your structures on your parcel.
So when you say impact, that's going to tear it down, right?
We have to acquire the building. We have to acquire the structure.
Okay. And what about the rest of the land here?
The remaining portion of the land remains unaffected.
Well, it doesn't, though, because we have a media company, as you're aware of now, right? And we can't have cars driving 65 miles per hour right outside of our building and still record.
Or construction.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you propose on that?
As far as, I mean, we're proposing the what you see here in front of you as far as the main lanes and the frontage roads, as far as what we talk about actual what's going to happen during construction?
Yes.
So for construction, we do not know. That is a separate phase. So we have a feasibility study phase, and we're in the schematic and environmental phase. We will do a preliminary traffic control concept, but that's basically just showing how we think this will be phased out. As far as specifics for construction, we're not going to get into that detail at this level right now. Right now, the main goal is to try to figure out what kind of facility can be built, how much rider will be needed for it, and is the public wanting this?
You know, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. 50% off every item in the entire store. That's mattresses, that's sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, mattresses for RVs. You name it, they got it. Best in the biz over there. They're tired of Biden's inflation. That's why they're giving you 50% off. All mattresses are made in the good old U.S. of A. And you can load up the cart as high as it'll go. Pop in that promo code Drinking Bros when you check out. You're going to get 50% off everything in the entire cart. Doesn't matter if there's 60 items in there. Plus, when you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. And you can stretch it out. Come on, make it last. Get whatever you want. Sleep in comfort at ghostbed.com/drinking bros, where everything is 50% off with the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. Next up, we got a new one on the show talking about PXG, talking about a little golf game. For those of you who listen to Dirty Dan's, I'm going to take that back. Delco Dan's. Yeah, sorry. Next up, we got PXG talking about our golf game here today. If you listen to Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks on Sports, you know we're all about our golf and our golf picks on a week-to-week basis. Heartbreaker last week for the two of us. Tied for second with both of our players over there. But this is for all golfers. You know, PXG is on a mission to create the most high-quality, high-performance golf clubs in the game. Well, they're bringing that same passion for excellence to their new line of apparel, and I gotta say, they nailed it. Just got a new polo shirt for them and the new hats. Big fan of all of their golf gear over there. They're made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance. These confidence-inspired looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from the course to the office to a night out. From golf trips to romantic getaways, these comfortable and dynamic pieces add versatility and standout style to every event. PXG apparel has something for everyone. Pants, polos, sweaters, hats, quarter zips, joggers, jackets, dresses, skirts, everything you could want over there. Just got a brand new polo for myself, because I think, D'Anthony, we might be heading out to the Masters this year. Knock on wood. Trying to plan that event now. Meet some people out in Georgia. And I'll be wearing my PXG gear to the Masters this year. Elevate your style game on and off the course with PXG Spring Summer 2024 Collection. Head over to pxg.com/drinkingbros and save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/drinkingbros to save 10% on all their apparel. pxg.com/drinkingbros. Get you some golfing gear now. Next up, talking about those micro factors, dog. I got a little chill as I was saying it. I didn't know if I'd taken them yet today, and I haven't, which is why this box sits next to my desk, right next to the old computer door every single day, to remind myself to take your vitamins. Let's face it, we all don't work out the way we need to, eat the way we need to every single day, but it is important to get these vitamins inside of us. This is a helpful little box with a little tiny trap door on the front. Keeps all the essentials there in a plastic pouch. You got 30 of them, one for every single day of the month. And it just pops out and it says, hey, dummy, take your vitamins. What's in them? Well, you got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, the multivitamins, probiotics, fruits and veggies, and the EFAs. also a fan of their breakfast sausage protein sticks over there, and their energy drinks are second to none. I'm drinking that Tropical Lightning today as we speak. I've never had this flavor, but I'm a big fan, huge fan of everything they do over there, and it's a veteran-owned company, okay? So when you buy stuff from there, you're supporting a company that's looking after you, all right? So you know it's good. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. You're going to get free shipping on orders over $75. Again, head on over to firstform.com/drinkingbros. Get those microfactors, and you're going to get free shipping on orders over $75. Well, look, the public's not wanting this. We were at that meeting, obviously. There was about 300 people roughly there. Dan and I were there as well. The reason why everybody moved out to Hill Country was because it was beautiful and because there was actual hills. What you guys are proposing is to turn this into highway country and completely ruin that. Now, for us, we moved out here to create two businesses. Obviously, both of those are veteran-owned, which you guys got in that email. Now you're going to rip one of them out and then also destroy the second one, being it being an audio company, and I can't have an earth digger out in front of the building ripping out the concrete on a daily basis. Obviously, that affects what we do. We produce roughly 125 shows a month out of here, and sound is the key, which is why we moved out here in the first place.
Okay, so are you asking about if you feel like your property may be unusable if during the construction time?
No, it'll be unusable as soon as you begin construction, and then as when it's done as well. Like, there's no way that we can record audio right next to the freeway.
Okay, so Lizette, I don't know if you have any comments on that. Is there any remediation for them on that? From a from a right-of-way standpoint?
Sorry, I didn't get that. Can you repeat the question?
So they're concerned about the construction impact. So when, let's say the project goes on as is, and they acquire the building. So if construction happens, for what they do, they cannot have the construction noise because it impacts what they do. So is there anything that TxDOT right-of-way considers as far as that's those kind of impacts?
Paul, I think it's also on the permanent condition they were talking about, the road being closer to the building.
Yeah.
Because right behind that first building is also a septic tank that attaches to our other office over here. That septic tank will obviously go as well. And, you know, like I said, we have in-house legal. Part of their department is land use. Very familiar with eminent domain and everything that it entails here. And you've got to have at least 200 feet to build from the final road, which I'm assuming is that walkway / cyclist walkway. That'll be virtually impossible because there's also not a road in at that point.
Yeah, so the septic tanks, I mean, that's good information to know, because one thing is what is needed to know is what things that we can't see from aerial, if we can't see on the ground. So that impacts. And I think you may also have a detention pond on the side of your building.
There's a tank in a leach field right up on a rise right behind the lower building closest to the street.
Okay, so those kind of impacts, I mean, yeah, those are... those all get taken into consideration. Now, as far as what can be done as during the construction, or there's any remediation, see, Lizette's disappeared. I'm not exactly sure on that one. We can probably get back with you on those kind of questions. Now, as far as noise considerations, during a permanent condition, I mean, sound walls can be a noise assessment. A noise analysis will be performed. You will have a receiver, a study will be done on your parcel to determine those impacts and if a noise wall may be warranted. I just don't know. Typically, most businesses do not want a noise wall in front of the structures because they want to be seen as people drive by.
Correct. And that's a great point, which is why we bought the building, because we have signage out on the highway. Also, most businesses don't want a 10-way highway going through the front of it.
Yeah, I would add that the marketing value of the sign out front, just based on local Austin billboard rates, is somewhere in the 90,000 a year range because of the massive amount of traffic here. So that's going to be a deep financial impact for us as well as a company that operates primarily in the digital space.
Okay. So those are the kind of things, all of those, there's a lot of, I'm not a right of way person. So there's a lot of things that go into consideration, evaluations and impacts, compensation, they're way above my pay grade. I don't understand all that. I'm more of a geometrics engineer kind of guy. So that's what I know.
Well, out of the six of you who were on this call, is nobody specialized in right of way?
We did. Lizeth was on. I'm not sure if she, she's, I don't know if she had issues or she had to leave for a second. So, I can't answer that right now. We can probably get back with you on that one.
Okay.
I apologize. Or set up a separate meeting if we need to.
Sure. So where are you guys at in the projects right now? What's the percentage?
So we're at the 60% level of design of the schematic. So what we've done is in the feasibility study stage, we looked at all different options, widening to the north side, widening to the south side, widening down the middle equally. And then what came out of that feasibility study was the fourth option, which is kind of a hybrid. And it's a combination of the best elements of all three. And I use the word best in quotes because that's relative. Basically, what we're trying to do is minimize impacts to the extent possible. There's a lot of impacts on this project. We're trying to minimize those displacements to the extent possible. You know, when we also consider the environmental constraints that are on the project. And we got to this point where we refined the design, and that's where we're in the stage of refinement of this design. And we presented this to the public, which, you know, at the public meeting, it is not final. This is not set in stone. This is what we want to get as public feedback, public comments, any ideas. If you have ideas of things we can do better, or you think, hey, do you really need this?
I've got some ideas actually. The large lot right across the street from us where
the north side.
Yeah, it is. There isn't a permanent fixture building within 60 feet of the street on any side of that, on any side of the road over there. Yet on our side, every lot has a building within 20 feet of the street. So I'm kind of curious what made you decide to tear down all these buildings instead of having this guy move his trains out of the way.
Chris, you want to answer that one? Chris is our roadway task leader. He helped lay out some of the geometrics here.
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of considerations for when determining where the alignment goes. The drainage is an issue, the cuts and fills, how much you're replacing. There's a east of there, there's a very large ravine that's a FEMA floodplain that if you were to build more to the, I don't know if you call that west or opposite the road from y'all, it would be placing a lot of fill in the FEMA floodplain. And then just the sheer number of buildings. If we were to hold the east right-of-way line and go north instead of, you know, the opposite of what we're showing now, by our estimation, it'd be impacting about double the number of buildings.
I don't see how that's possible.
No.
Because I've got eyeballs and I can walk outside right now and see that there aren't any buildings close to that street. As a matter of fact, you can see it on your map right there, how far away the buildings are from the street versus ours just by the text on the screen. So I'm not really, like, maybe, do you mean in a different section of the freeway up or down, like farther west or east? Because it's definitely not here.
Yeah, I mean, so the alignment of the freeway, you can't just have sharp kinks in the freeway, obviously. There's requirements about minimum radiuses and all that. So all that to shift the roadway, say 100 or 200 feet or whatever we're talking about, it takes a while to make that happen because you got to have reverse curves and such.
Okay. But what's the problem with that? You're looking at a 6-year plan, 10-year plan on this?
So what we're looking at right now, this project is unfunded. So the purpose of what we're trying to do is we're trying to identify the roadway alignment, try to identify the right-of-way footprint, and then get that approved with FHWA. And the goal was to have that by end of next year. That's probably going to get pushed out because we need we need to do some more investigating on the design. After that, the goal was to probably start beginning right-of-way acquisition. That nothing's funded right now. This project is not funded. The right-of-way is not funded, but the idea was to start beginning acquiring some of the right-of-way beginning next year. That is a very lengthy process. And as far as funding for construction of, of this project is concerned, it is not that timeline has not been identified. And most likely, if this project does get funded and constructed, it's not going to be constructed in one giant piece, as you saw at this at the public meeting. It's going to be kind of broken up into smaller pieces, which are easier to build from a financial standpoint to get funding for. And it won't necessarily start at Oak Hill Parkway and work west. It just kind of, there's a lot of factors that will, that may affect how it's constructed.
Well, certainly you guys aren't going to start construction farther west, right? Without having secured these properties first. I mean, that would not be a very smart thing to do.
Well, for instance, there is the when I went through the project with you downtown in Dripping Springs, that project is actually funded. Mm-hmm. It's called the Breakout Project. And that's in what's called in the next stage of design, which is called PS&E. So TxDOT is performing the PS&E design in-house over there. And it has been done where I've seen projects get built not linearly. So there's an area where there's high instance of traffic issues, or they may start building overpasses at certain locations and they kind of fill the gaps in between. There's a lot of different things that play into that. Or maybe they may have a section of right-of-way cleared in one area, and they may have identified funding and they can let that project. It could be a number of different ways. It doesn't necessarily follow, you know, going west to east. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but not necessarily.
Great. So we could potentially have this building in this land for, let's say, 3 to 4 years, call it.
Yeah, who knows? It could be at least that long. It could be longer. I'm not exactly sure. Because I don't know what TxDOT's timeline is for right-of-way acquisition.
Well, it looks pretty quick because your employees were out in the front yard over here placing markers and everything else. Where you didn't place any of those flags was on the north side of the street. So obviously you have your design in place.
So those guys, what you're talking about, that is our sub-consultant. And what they're doing is called our subsurface utility engineering investigation. So what they're doing is they're trying to locate all of the utilities. They've been working down the project. So all those flags you see are the different colors represents the locations of the utility lines. And then they're going to be surveyed in. And that they're going to create a design file for us. And then we're going to bring that in. And we need to see where all those conflicts, because that's another aspect that could affect this design is, for instance, if there's a major utility line that maybe we're not aware of, that could affect what we do with this design.
Okay, because
like I said, this thing is still in flux. This is just a preliminary concept right now.
Totally get it. My question is though, on the north side of the highway, you guys didn't place any of those flags, didn't look for any utilities. It was only on this side of the street, so you definitely have this locked out.
No, I mean we need to know where all the utilities are within the right of way. So if they haven't placed them there yet, that means they may not have gotten to that point yet.
Well, I mean the right of way is going to come on our side of the street. They didn't place them on the other side of the streets.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with the right of way. That's just like I said. That is purely for utility reasons. Because right now, TxDOT does not have we've identified right of way wise is we had our surveyor go out there about a year ago and just identify the existing right-of-way, and that is it.
Okay. And how's the next step of this going to go? Usually you'll make an offer for eminent domain. It'll be horrific. Obviously, our legal will counter with that. And then, you know, probably a trial at the end of it.
Megan, you may have to answer this one or chime in.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. When's the next stage this going to happen as far as eminent domain? Usually how this goes, you guys make an offer. It's horrifically low. Our legal will come in, get another appraiser, and then we'll go from there. If we're not happy with the number, obviously we'll go to trial at that point. Is that correct?
So that'll need to be answered by a right-of-way SME, and yeah, like they said, Lizette had to drop off, it looks like, so we can get that answer to you later.
Okay.
I think it's not great that the one person we need answers from dropped off the call, to be honest. Like, what's going on here? This is a scheduled meeting. It's not like we called you guys out of the blue here.
Do we know what I happened understand. To Lizette? Well, I mean, we could put something out if you want.
Like, APB?
Well, how old is she? It could be an Amber Alert.
Ebola.
Yeah. We don't know what happened to Lizette. Is it a Kate Middleton sitch where... I mean, we could put a Photoshop picture up of her, I guess. She's gone? Because most of these questions that we need impact the actual land and the buildings that you're taking.
Yeah.
Right now, this is all speculation. And again, I know how this goes. I've been through it before a few times. Like I said, we've been involved in many lawsuits over here. Typically, how this works is you go to the town, you present the plan, you make everybody feel like they're part of the process. But really, you guys already have the designs done.
And then you tell them, it may not happen this way.
No.
We don't really know, actually, how it's going to go.
And then it ends up happening that way at the end of the day. Now, for us, luckily, we don't need the money. This isn't about the money for us. We actually enjoy our location. We enjoy being in Austin. And we cherish the listeners that we have. Some of them actually work for you guys, so we were able to get some inside info over there. And with that... we would obviously like to stay here as long as possible. And since we're that close, roughly a half a mile, 0.7 miles from the rest of the construction that's about to be completed here by 2026, you'll need us first, along with our other two partners over there who also have the same legal on this. Because roughly you'll be wiping out between the three of us, four of us, about 11 businesses total here. So... we know the process. We're aware of it and everything else. I just want to know, when you're hoping to break ground here. 26 is what you're saying?
No, we're not ground. No, construction will not start in 26.
Okay.
Gentlemen, I'd like to step in here for just a moment.
Sure.
We certainly want to answer your questions. Unfortunately, we don't have a right-of-way person to be able to do that right now. What I would like to suggest is that we hang up now and we will set up a meeting where you can speak directly to the right-of-way folks at TxDOT and get the answers that you need, because we just can't answer those for you at this time.
It's weird, man, because I'm pretty sure the letter we sent was only right-of-way questions.
Yeah.
And we set up this meeting and now that person disappears.
She's gone
now. That's very bizarre to me. I mean, maybe it's a coincidence.
What I can do is I will set up a meeting and you all will be able to answer your questions. The questions in your letter, there was a lot of things covered in your letter. So, you know, unfortunately, we don't have the answers today for you, but we can set that up so that you can speak directly with someone.
Okay. We just want to know that she's safe. She's okay, though? Everything's all right with her?
I haven't heard that she's not okay.
Okay. Because we know some guys.
Yeah. We heard that out of Epstein as well. And that ended up being a bad sitch. So as long as Lizette's okay, I feel better about this. Your hair looks great, by the way. I know you said that before the meeting started. I don't want you to worry about that. You look lovely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So I will reply to your email today and I will get some dates from you that would work for your schedule and we'll get something set up as soon as possible.
Sounds great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Prayers up to Lizette out there showing you that stock photo one more time. Don't know that that's her. Have no confirmation that this is her. Crime corner. This could turn into a crime corner. We're not sure what's happened there. Still,
well, we don't know.
No email back.
We don't know that this is her, but we also, one, we don't know that it's not, and two, we don't know if she's safe.
Yes, and that's important.
There's a lot of unanswered questions right now.
There's a lot of unanswered questions with Lizette. Man, prayers up. Emoji hands. God damn it. This is going to haunt me for the rest of the weekend now until they get back to me. We'll keep you posted on what happened to Lizette Sandoval. But man, right now it's a dicey sit. She was off that call.
Yeah.
Quickly. In a hurry there.
Yeah.
Oh boy, man. That's going to sting. What do you think they're going to do with this whole sitch here?
I mean, I assume they'll put out an APB and try to find her.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
What do you mean? You're talking about the road?
Do we have to make this shirt? Do we have to make some merch for Lizette, this Lizette merch?
Have you seen Lizette Sandoval? Have you seen this woman?
All we have to do is just license this photo.
Last seen on a phone call at 10:30 a.m.
She wasn't even seen. That's the problem. That's why we have to make up the picture here for her, because we don't know what happened to her. And, man, we're super sad about this. I don't want to see any women out there go missing. That's just not who I am as a person, you know?
Yeah.
I want all women to be safe. I want them all to be treated equal. I obviously don't want them voting or driving.
Right.
But the rest of it, I want everybody to be safe out there. And we're throwing big, big prayer hands up to Lizette right now. And then look, Save Our Studios. You know, if you want to call TxDOT, by all means, it's a public number. And you can call and get the info on it, because right now they said they're only at 60%, which is what they say every time. Also, what I used to say to girls in college, look, what you're seeing is only at 60.
Yeah.
Get ready for the other 40.
Yeah.
It's coming, dude. And it's going to be coming like a fucking freight train. All right, let's get to the Drinking Bro of the Week, shall we? Anybody can submit at drinkingbros.com. Bob, pull up drinkingbros.com real quick. Bro Box has been absolutely killing it, dude. A lot of people taking pictures. We gave away a goof juice cape.
And a mask.
And a mask.
Don't forget the mask. We need to get Lopez in here to wear this fucking thing.
Well, we've had a bunch of pictures of people submitting their kids in it, which has been fun.
That's kind of what it's for, I think.
Well, if they knew what goof juice stood for, the kids, it would
don't
probably
worry,
be a
the kids don't need to know.
Off-putting there.
It's not for them.
But sign up for the Bro Box on drinkingbros.com. Every month is different, and it comes in this box right here. Look at this thing. That guy knocked it out of the park, dude. So this is the Bro Box right here. So this will actually show up on your doorstep, with our faces on it and Drinking Bros and the seltzer and all that shit. And it's fun.
The only thing the box is missing right now is, a picture of Lizette Sandoval.
Yeah. Which we might do a missing picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't hear back. We'll put her on the box.
At least a sticker so you guys can put them up around town.
We got to find her.
Yeah, we got to find her.
We got to find out what happened to her. But more importantly, you can submit to Drinking Bro of the Week right here on drinkingbros.com. And then, you know, if you want to buy merch and support us and support the show, that'd be great. I think in the Bro Box, too, we're going to try to jam in like a can of seltzer for 1 month, mm-hmm. 1 month to some random people and see what happens there. Legally, I can't say we're doing it. But somebody else is.
I would never do that.
Me neither, but someone else is. All right, Drinking Bro of the Week. Let's do two. Let's fire away today. This one was submitted by Alex Fillmore from Oregon. Been a listener for 5 years. He's nominating Jake Fillmore. It says deceased. Thank you for that, Alec. My uncle Jake died of cancer too soon. He was a prison guard at Folsom. No shit. He was at Folsom Prison. Same with Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash was never in Folsom Prison.
He sure was.
He played his song there.
He recorded music in there.
Yeah.
He was there for probably 4 or 5 hours to record that.
He's like, his whole thing is the same as Kid Rock. It's all fucking bullshit.
He did get arrested for drugs.
Yeah, who's not been arrested for drugs, though?
Well, this is a lot, I think. I think it was a lot of drugs.
Tim the Toolman Taylor got arrested for drugs.
That's true.
Real drugs.
That's true. He did.
So jot that down.
So Jake died of cancer too soon. He was a prison guard at Folsom, and he would have loved you fucking dirtbags. Just bought a case of Hard AF seltzer to drink in his memory, and I want Dan to use the money for drugs.
Yeah. I will. Yeah, absolutely will. Use that money for drugs.
For sure. For sure he'll do that. So he'd be more than happy to. Next up, Drinker Bro. This one was submitted by Dustin Hartley of Ohio. Listener since 2020. Kendra Hartley, living, this is Drinking Broettes of the Week, I'm assuming, says, I want to nominate my lovely smoke show of a wife for being married to me for 1 year officially. You were the glue that holds our 5 boys and 8 dogs together. And that's some strong ass glue, he says. Your tireless effort and care for our local veterans does not go unnoticed, and your love goes beyond what any mother and wife can carry. Love you with all my heart, and cheers to many more years to come together. There you go. Cheers there, Dustin. Love to hear it.
When you say come together.
Yeah. You know what it means. You know what it means. Some people can't, dude. You know? Some people can't come together.
You just got to time it right.
You do.
You know?
It's mental. It's mental. You got to think about a dead grandfather sometimes. Or Bob Horner from the Braves.
You mean when you're ready to come?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you gotta put some mental roadblocks in there.
You can still smell that seat.
Sure can.
The bicycle seat.
God damn it, dude.
The sense of smell is the one most closely associated with memory, so it helps to smell your grandfather's like
bicycle seat.
Whatever it is, choose.
I would recommend the bicycle seat after a 10-mile ride in July. Just get a good whiff of it and get that in your nostrils. That way, if you are trying to come together with your partner, you can think of that sense, and it'll give you, what you reckon, extra 30, 40 seconds there?
Yeah, at least, yeah. Yeah. Although time slows down, so.
It really does. It really does. And so do the days of our lives. We appreciate being here, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. We're over 8,000 on Spotify. I want to say 7,200 on iTunes right now. We get to 10,000. I'll shut the fuck up forever. I promise you. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Save our studio. Good night, everyone.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.